Now on Racing Pulse, RSN's racing editor, Matt Stewart.
I stand very firm on my view. I don't care what the ratings people interpret it and spin it. There's a bigger issue with our industry and the horses we're producing.
For more news, opinion and selections, head to rsn.net.au.
It is time to have a chat to RSN's racing editor, Matty Stewart, and there's plenty of news continuing to bubble along, especially in regards to Melbourne Cup runners. And the Bendigo Cup yesterday may have provided some more clarity, but after the running of the race, there were just more question marks.
There were two races. The first bit was the first furlong where most of the field got away, but one didn't. And then fast track a couple of minutes, and there was a really lovely story of the winning trainer and jockey with Wentwood. But let's have a listen to the complete package of the day, and that'll sort of take us where we want to go. Let's have a listen.
The nine are off. The Maid's Melbourne Cup journey has taken a huge hit. He's missed the start by 20 lengths. Wentwood's getting the run after Tara Mansour. Smoke and Romans flat the outside. Wentwood, Tara Mansour. Smoke and Romans is still coming. Wentwood on the outside. Tara Mansour and Smoke and Romans. Wentwood just in front. Wentwood does it for Coffee. He beat Smoke and Romans and Tara Mansour.
To see how far he's come as a horse, he was my very, very first horse when I got my trainer's licence. Glenn and Jane Davies, they sent him to me, so to be able to reward them is massive.
I must admit, I didn't think I'd won, and as I said, I was pretty physically buggered, and I just thought, oh, well, at least I rode it good. And Jai goes, well done, bud. I said, gee, you're confident. Buggy, you'll probably beat me, especially with the way Jai McNeil's luck's been lately. But awesome to get a Bendigo Cup. It's one of my favourite races. Spent a lot of time in Bendigo, do a lot of work down this way, and when you live in Swan Hill, you're driving through Bendigo a fair bloody bit, so I know the town well, but it's awesome.
So happy for Harry Coffey. He's obviously, we all know the story of Harry and the cystic fibrosis and how long he's going to be able to continue to ride at that level. So just fantastic for him. And for Maddie Raymond, she's had a license for 2 years. This was the first horse and he's now won four country cups. So you couldn't get a better story for them, but you couldn't get a worse story for Ahmad. You might remember when the Melbourne Cup markets were in their early stages about 3 or 4 months ago. Ahmad was on about the third or fourth line. That's how highly rated he was as a chance, but he's on the fringe. He's on the top of the secondary list. The secondary list is that he hasn't quite passed a certain distance clause to get into the race of having won over a certain distance in the last 12 months, but it doesn't matter in the overall scheme of the ever-shrinking ballot list, and he's 29th on the order. He missed the start by 20 lengths yesterday and ran fifth. Had he run in the top three, he would have got into the Melbourne Cup. So now he's a little bit stranded. He's got to have a jump out at Pakenham tomorrow to the satisfaction of the stewards to get out of the gates. And then OTI has to wait for this attrition rate scenario to keep unfolding. Of course, we've lost so many horses in the last few weeks, and he's now 29. The CT scanner, the magic part, has arrived. It's going to be implemented almost now. However, there's still a waiting at Racing Victoria whether there's any concerns from the x-rays of the 16 remaining horses who hadn't been scanned before the machine broke down. They've all been x-rayed, but the reports on those x-rays haven't yet come back to Racing Victoria, so they're not yet aware if there's any horses that need to be supplementary CT scanned off the back of the x-rays, if that makes sense.
Mm. Yeah, so there's a lot to unpack. First of all, on Ahmad, I don't think he should be allowed to run in a Melbourne Cup. There is no way a horse that refuses to start, from a punting point of view, should be allowed to compete. It's back to the Chautauqua days, and he's getting worse. So it'll be interesting to see what happens at this barrier jump out tomorrow, but I can't see if he misses the start in the barrier jump out, how stewards will actually allow him to be a competitor.
But they won't. If he misses the start, that's it. That's how they'll put a line through him. So it will be interesting, though, if he clears the gates. You know, say he's the only horse. I don't know how much different the barrier situation is that he has to do tomorrow from a race scenario. So say if he wanders in and gets out okay and they tick him off. I guess it's buyer beware. I think punters will now know that this horse...
A lot of once-a-year punters on the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, but they're not going to live or die by it if they're only once a year punters, are they? So it is a horse race. There are risks, but I know what you're saying. If If he doesn't jump cleanly, they're going to put a line through him. If he does, then he's allowed to run. And I think the educated punters would know that this is a horse who is heart and mouth at the start. So I guess it's buyer beware to a degree, isn't it, if that's the risk?
And look, he's probably going to need luck to get in anyway, even though he's 29 in order, and you can take out the international
yesterday. Out. Yeah, away he goes.
Mosh Music is out, so it brings him up to 27. Great House is above him. If he wins the Hotham, he's guaranteed a run. No decision as yet on Very Elegant. It's still a 50-50 call. Chris Waller's going to wait as long as possible. So a decision will be made tomorrow on Very Elegant as to whether she takes her place in the run. Dennis Pagan, as we spoke about yesterday, is keen to run Johnny Get Angry. There were some whispers that the fellow ITO horse Future Score could be a question mark. Is he a definite runner in the Melbourne Cup, Matty?
Waiting to get the results from the x-rays that were taken yesterday, and I think he was part of that crew yesterday. So it will be touch and go for Ahmad. Because he's so close to the cusp, and we've seen such a high attrition rate, there may be a couple of x-rays that have queried that need a CT scan. So I would say that he's right on the edge of getting in, because of there's probably no reason why the attrition that has been going on for the last week won't continue up until Tuesday. So only need another one or two to drop out. Who knows if Very Elegant will run and all that. So it will be interesting.
If Very Elegant doesn't run, it will almost guarantee Floating Artist to start in the Melbourne Cup, because he's 27 in order now, which becomes 25 with Mosh Music and also Away He Goes out. So if Very Elegant drops out, that would be 24. And Great House, even if he wins the Hotham, is above him. So that won't alter Floating Artist's number there. So there's a lot of nervous connections, as there always are this time of year, trying to get a run in the Lexus Melbourne Cup. And just on Harry Coffey, he's also picked up his first ride in the Melbourne Cup, because he'll be riding Port Guillaume for Team Hayes on Tuesday. So huge few days for Harry Coffey. And you'll hear him a little later with Gareth All on Coffey Country, on the Country show as well.
The Gold Trip, the vets from Sydney are yet to inspect Gold Trip, who arrived there for the Rosehill Cup yesterday. And as we've been discussing, the issue is whether the Sydney vets see him differently than the Melbourne vets, who applied the rigid Melbourne Cup mentality to him and his suitability to race in the Cox Plate and Melbourne Cup. But whether the Sydney vets see it the same way, and there's a lot of response to that story the other day about the possible implications if something goes wrong and one jurisdiction had an embargo and the other one lifts it effectively. So it will be fascinating to see just what sort of script Toby Koenig goes with. He's the chief vet up there when he assesses that horse. So yeah, very, very interesting. Hey, I did a bit of a yarn. Speaking of the Waller runner in the Hotham, who is Great House, I've done a bit of a yarn. And have you know, when you look at Derby Day, when you look at it in the form guide, you pluck out your own little stories along of which horses are the most significant runners on the day, and you sort of have your little list, don't you? So I've come up with a little list of the eight horses on Derby Day who probably are the most important, fascinating, interesting. I'll see if you agree.
Ooh, who are they?
Well, number one is Great House, because it's hard to imagine anything from the Caulfield Cup turning the tables on incentivised, but if anything can come out of the Hotham and be some sort of a chance in the Melbourne Cup, I think Great House is ticking along beautifully. Won the Newcastle Cup, got way too far out of his ground in the Metrop, was the flashing light runner other than incentivising the Caulfield Cup, and Waller's such an amazing grand final trainer. And the Hotham has produced, you know, horses like Shocking and so on. The last dive into the Cup horse, usually, per San from memory, usually is a big factor. So I reckon, this is my guess, and I invite listeners to offer their view as well, but I think Great House might be the horse that might make a name for himself and hasn't previously been discussed. So he's one of them. El Patroness in the Wakeful's really interesting to me, because she's coming off taking on the boys back to the girls, and Danny O'Brien has a terrific record with that. You might remember Shamrocker won a Derby and a Australian Guineas. Instant Celebrity, Money Muncher or Sprinter, that's the conundrum that punters have to work out. So I'll put her on the maybe forgive one last time list, because she's back to a sprint. Still a star for the story in the Empire Rose. Forgot You, because it seems like 1930, a Derby winner that might go into the Melbourne Cup. That's an extraordinary story. Artorias, is he a money muncher or is he a run-on sprinter? We're going to find out. One last chance. Mr. Brightside, can he keep the picket fence going even though he's significantly up in class? And the ultimate conundrum for punters is, do you trust September Run back in a straight line? Is she at the Last Chance Saloon? So they're my eight interesting runners. I'm sure you've got your own.
I like it, Matty. That's very good. That'll create a lot of discussion because Derby Day is one of the huge... September Run, it's going to be fascinating because she was unbeatable down the straight 12 months ago, winning the Coolmore, beating the boys, and she seems to have lost a leg. So back down the Flemington Straight, it'll be interesting to see how she does go in the last on Saturday. As well as that, you had an interesting article we spoke about briefly yesterday about the sensitivity of owners, and there may be a few sensitivities from what we've been speaking about this morning as well. So jump on and have a look at that. And we did get a text message from a listener just then asking what is the latest retabs and pub tabs, which means a lot of punters out there, especially when Spring Carnival comes around, don't have phone accounts with a tab or, you know, corporate accounts on their iPhones. Just text messaged the Racing Minister, Martin Pakula. Tabs will reopen from 6 p.m. on Friday, which is when there is the next opening up. The national or the state becomes one, the city and the regions. When that opens up at 6, that also means tabs will open up as well. So for punters wanting to have a bet on Derby Day and throughout Melbourne Cup Week, good news is you can walk into a tab from 6 o'clock on Friday night.
Lovely. I just got a text. The last change with Forgot You was that they ended up doing the X-ray, didn't they, down at Werribee?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they were doing the scans to keep the door ajar if he does win the derby to give him a chance to run in the Melbourne Cup.
Beautiful. All right. Lovely, mate. Looking
Don't
forward to the rest
anywhere
of the show.
Because one of your best stories is coming up next, Billy Ryan on Still a Star, which would be a fairy tale. And also, we'll get an update on Incentivise with Catherine Coleman. Matty, we'll read all about it.
Thanks, Miguel.